Welcome to the studio, the mobile studio. It's Paul O'Mahony in the car with his daughter, who's irritated by him, but she won't be saying anything in this audio. It's Paul O'Mahony, and I'm driving from Cork City, from Glanmire in Cork City, driving to Kerry, to County Kerry, South Kerry in particular, in case you're wondering where in Kerry. And if you want to get more precise than that, I'll tell you it's to a place that was once a railway hotel, a place called Park na Silla. It belonged to the Great Southern Group, and although I'm not a train buff, I think the Great Southern Group of hotels in Ireland had some connection with the old Irish railway system. In the old days, the whole of Ireland was, as indeed was the UK too, crisscrossed by a massive, wonderful network of railways, of railway tracks, even to the point of a little island like Valentia Island in Kerry had its own train service. Anyway, welcome to the journey. It's going to be a road trip, and I'm in great humor. I'm in great humor, and I'm not going to make audio all the way throughout the trip. I need to reassure, because my daughter in the back seat of the car has rights too, and she has the rights not to hear me recording audio, but I also have the right to record some audio. So I'll carry on, as they say, up the Khyber. The key point is I'm in great humor, and you'll find me in great humor for several reasons, not least of which is that today I finally got out of my system a debt of gratitude that I've been carrying with me for a very long time, since the middle of the 1980s. I managed to publicly thank a guy called Tom Peters, an author of two books, In Search of Excellence and A Passion for Excellence, which had a great influence on me, and I have made another audiobook about that. But the great thing was, or have I? No, I didn't make an audiobook about that. I made an audiobook about something else earlier today. So this good humour has me a bit all over the place, but this particular piece of audio is going to fill you in on a few things that are going on. Yes, I publicly thank Tom Peters. He's written loads of books. He's terribly famous, really. But I saw him speak on two occasions in the UK that were terribly important to my career. And I won't go into that now, but it was a great thing to see my tribute to Tom Peters published by Smarter Egg. The Smarter Egg community in Cork have a blog on their website. It's led by Aidan Enright. I refer to him as a community leader because he really is a community leader. Not sure he'd actually call himself a community leader, but I see him as a community leader. Anyway, that's not the key point of the audio. The key point is to give you a wee bit of a list, in case you're interested in. Secondly, the weather is fantastic. Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
Did you hear that? Too fantastic, we hear. Right? It's fabulous sun. I don't have air conditioning in the car, so we're not being cooled down. And we probably could do with being able to open a window. So, whenever you feel like it, boss, you can open the window.
Open all the windows
and blow it away. Anyway, the next reason in such great humour is really to do with that in the back of the car, I've got my Mammuco. My Mammuco is my travelling bag. And my Mammuco is made from sailcloth. And the point about this is that the cloth, the sailcloth that has been used to make my travelling bag, is a collector's item. It's a designer piece. It's a handmade artisan piece made by a Hungarian artisan who lives in Kinsale and works in Kinsale. In fact, two brothers run a business called Mammuco, and I have the bag with me, and I love the bag to bits, and I feel really better about myself when I'm carrying my Mammuco bag. Now, the other reason I feel really good is that I've got Abraham Lincoln with me. Here in the front seat of the car, or in the front dashboard, I've got a little creature, a little figurine of Abraham Lincoln. And it was made by a company which we're probably about to pass.
very soon on this road west as we head towards Killarney from Cork, to give you your bearings. We're going west-east. No, sorry, we're going east-west. East-west. And we're at Macroom now. And there's a big lake on the right-hand side. And Macroom is a real bottleneck, as well as being an old garrison town. Right? The army had... British army once had an outpost here in Macroom. And Macroom even has the remnants of battlements round the town. But anyway, the point about it is that when Abraham Lincoln is with me travelling, this little figure, I feel better. I feel more confident. I feel more brave, more courageous, because the obstacles that Abraham Lincoln had to overcome in his life included military ones, social ones, economic ones, and mental health ones. In case you don't know, Abraham Lincoln suffered from a mental health condition which was quite debilitating at times. And the day, for example, that he was elected to be the candidate of his party for the first presidential election he contested, he went into the Slough of Despond that very afternoon as everybody went home, very buoyed up. You'd think he would have been madly pleased with himself, but he wasn't. And any human being who has that vulnerability about them makes me feel good when I'm in their company. It's an antidote to hubris and an antidote to, you know, having your head in the clouds. Anyway, Abraham Lincoln has his feet on the ground, and he's a giant in my world. I'm in such good humor because I've got Chris Brogan's book.
Dad, you're eating soft lunch for a million reasons. Just get on with the audio.
Well, okay, I'll speed up. So Chris Brogan's book, The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth, which has Batman on the cover, on the front cover. That's an in-joke, by the way. You have to see the cover of the book to realise what the similarity between the cover of Chris Brogan's book and Batman really is. But anyway, I have that book with me because it's one of 300 copies which a group of us have clubbed together, formed an unconventional consortium to purchase. And I'm in such good humour because Chris Brogan will be coming to Cork on the 28th of October next, for a very, very special reason, and all of that will be revealed after we've got everything ready, all the website and everything to do with that ready. But that's coming down the track. Really, really pleased about that. I'm thrilled to be travelling and have this bit of time with my daughter.
Yeah, but your daughter doesn't like it. Your daughter's bored and feels sick and is really sweaty and has a headache.
And would my daughter like some water? Just passing the sign to... Well, that's... I tell you what, that's a deal. That's a deal. The next place we can find sucky sweets, my daughter's getting some sucky sweets. Anyway, it's left to Dunmanway, left to Bantry, and straight on through Macroom. This is going to be quite a hike through the centre of Macroom. Anyway, back to the other reasons why I'm so, so pleased with myself and the world. Look... I can't tell you. There's loads of other reasons. I've met Roger Overall today in a coffee house in Cork. And to be honest, any time I get with that guy is time well spent. The trouble with meeting Roger Overall is that I get loads of blooming ideas to which both Roger and I have to discipline ourselves to say no to. So, but it's still great, you know, when you find yourself in the company of somebody in whose company you feel great, who sort of elevates you from one level to another, and you actually feel that you're actually more creative than you ever realized, and that actually if you use a very ordinary and undramatic definition of creativity, you might actually have quite a lot of it within you, able to, you know, be used a bit like a muscle. I actually felt today, and I'm only putting words on it now, that being in the company of Roger Overall is like going to the gym. Your muscle, your creativity muscle gets stretched, and I thank him publicly for that. I'm also one day closer to meeting Jane Boyd, Liz Strauss,
Daddy's
Rick Dragon,
shop down here.
And a whole, as soon as we get a sucky sweet shop. And it doesn't have to have sucky sweet sign over the door. If it has anything that can be sucked that contains sugar, you'll have it. And I suppose I'll have one or two myself. I'm also very pleased that it's a day closer to documentally Christian Payne. He's known as documentally. That's because he set out in life to document life, really. He's a photographer, journalist, writer, videographer, a guy who travels in helicopters to Kenya and gets out of them and talks with rangers. He's a guy who goes to Syria. He's a guy who drinks a shedload of wine.
Dad,
he loves whiskey. Carry on. Yes, yes, yes.
One thing that I have to ask you, did you bring the...
Oh, no. What have I forgotten?
Did you bring
The what? The what?
The poem thing. The...
The what?
The thing that I wrote for... That I wrote for Pop.
I certainly did bring the story you wrote for Pop. That is Pride of Place. I put it in a poetry book. A poetry book which is a collection of poems by my great friend Patrick Stack, who will be totally unknown to any of you listening to this, I suspect, except maybe himself if he listens to this. And I tell you something, the man is a very, very fine poet. And I have a collection of his poems. And I confess, Patrick, that I haven't yet read enough of them. So I'm bringing it with me on the weekend to Kerry. And because Kerry is a special place for Stacks, there's a harvest of Stacks to be found in. Yeah, what do you call a collection of Stacks? A harvest of Stacks. I give you that one, Mr. Stack. Actually hangs out in Clare these days, but his real genetic origins are in Stack country in Kerry, although I don't think the Stack Mountains are in Kerry. I think the Stack Mountains are actually a good deal north of Kerry. Anyway, it's getting bloody hot in the car and I do need water. Why else am I in good humour? I'm in great humour because, well, it's obvious, the week that my grandson Rafferty. Oh my goodness. I'm struggling with that, I can tell you. The difference between Rafferty and Raftery. And I have been coaching myself. I actually think I need an external coach. I don't think I'm good enough at it. Anyway, because I don't want to call him Rafa, which is the obvious thing to call him. He was born in Brazil. So it would seem to be a good name to call somebody born in Brazil. But what a wonderful name. I celebrate my grandson. Rafferty Wolf Omani. Now, if that guy doesn't make waves, nobody will. And I have another family celebration. And I think enough people in the family know this already to know that I am now a grand uncle. Yep, I've got a William in the family. Now, William is a very special name. I mean, just in terms of my entire life, I think of just William, the book. Can't even remember who wrote it. Part of my childhood, one of the first kind of books that had long words in it and books that had a hard cover in it called Just William. I didn't read them all. You know, I'm not one of these. I read Just William and Biggles. We won't mention Biggles, but we will mention Just William. And on top of that, William Whelan, Bill Whelan.
Dad,
great, yes. Not in the middle of Macroom, but as soon as we get on the other side of Macroom, you can be certain that there will be petrol stations. You can't go far. Anyway, this is, you know, the centre of Macroom. It's a typical Irish town, even though it's a garrison town, full of small shops. The thing about it is, the main street might be a smidgen wider, even though it's still not very wide, than, let us say, Clonakilty, which for me is the essence. Oh yes, the other reason I'm celebrating is that I had a week during which I was encouraging people to vote for the work of an amazing woman from Sicily who I met by accident in a coffee house, and her work was about the creation of public space in a place called Clonakilty. It's too late to vote for her work now, but she's an employee of Cork County Council, and I was really tickled by the idea that somebody from Sicily should be working for Cork County Council. I live in the Cork County Council area, and it kind of a humorous aside, I think, well, I'm employing her, really. Anyway, there is Macroom Castle in front of us. There is Macroom Castle. There are all sorts of things around here. I have to celebrate that I shook hands with somebody this week over a business deal, which aims to grow a company considerably over the next 2 years. And I'm very pleased, excited, and I do hope it really does lead on to great fortunes for everybody, including the people, in fact, particularly the people who will benefit from the services provided by this business. I love the idea that people I work for serve other people, and you follow it through the trail and you say, well, look, why are people getting a service from somebody? And often it is because they want peace of mind, because they want security, and they're the basics, but on top of that, they want their own worth to be expressed, they want their own creativity to flourish, they actually want the better part of themselves to live, and they want to pass on to future generations, their children and their children's children, all the good that they really are, their inherent worth. And I'm thrilled that I can do work which in a small way serves that. Now, let me tell you this, a joke. This is a quick joke. There were two guys, two bricklayers, two Irish bricklayers laying bricks. And an English fella comes along and he sees the two guys doing the same thing. Bricks. The two fellas are bricking it up at the same rate. And the English guy says to the first guy, "What are you doing? What are you up to?" "Oh, we're just passing the road off to Mill Street," which was the triumph of Riverdance at Mill Street, yonks ago. Anyway, back to this. By the way, the Mallow Garden Festival is coming sometime because I see a big sign for it. Anyway, back to this. The English fella says to the Irish fella, "What are you doing?" And the Irish fella says to him, "I'm laying bricks. I'm putting brick and I'm building a wall." "Great," says the English fella. "Now I know what you're doing. You're building a wall." So the English fella then moves on and he goes to the second Irish bricklayer, who's a woman. Her name is Jo. So Jo is bricklaying. And he says to Jo, "What are you doing?" And she turns to him and she says, "I'm building a cathedral." So there you have it, folks. There's the joke. It's more than a joke, really. It's one of these things like, you know, if a tree falls in an empty forest, is there a sound? Those kind of things, you know. You can't put your foot in the same stream twice. They're the great enigmatic... what are they? Phrases? Epigrams? Help me out, somebody. There's a whole host of words that are to do with the tiniest short stories, without which make us feel great. Okay, I'm up to 19 minutes of this audio. My limit is 20. Tralee is in the future. There are some clouds up there. But anyway, that's it. A fragment of the reason why I'm in such good humour. Chum Jones last night certainly helped. Anyone who can sing me "The Green Green Grass of Home" and "Delilah" and remind me of my teenage years when I was a mad, you know, rock fan, mad collector of records, mad listener to music. As someone who cannot make music at all, I certainly love it. If I were to sing you a song, what song would I sing you? Yeah, let me sing you a song. "It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go.